Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, here we go. It's a Monday nighter this week. We bring in our football expert, Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana. How are you?
Good morning, fellas.
But there's
enough the NFL action with a Monday night game.
That's right. But before we get to that, we both have baseball going on in our cities yet, too.
I know, right? I've been watching it. We got a little baseball fever going on with the Astros and the Brewers.
Well, you have the Astros because you're in Houston. You're the defending champions. The Brewers in L.A. for games 3, 4, and 5. Series are both tied at one game each at the time of this particular chat that we're having.
They start 45 minutes apart.
Oh, they both play tonight? Oh, the Packers and the Brewers. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Are the Astros tomorrow? No?
I think so, yeah. They travel back to Houston today.
Yeah, they travel back. They got a day to travel, and they'll play game 3 in Houston or here in Houston on 4 o'clock.
Now, do you have multiple TVs to watch these games on tonight? The Packers and the Brewers?
Do you have a man cave bank of several TVs to look at?
Yeah, not so much. I've got
what?
One big old screen, and then yeah. I'll watch the other one on my phone, like everybody else.
On the phone, okay.
So you go from super three-story high viewing to thimble size.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, to my little 6-7 inch, whatever my phone screen is.
Well, let me.
If it gets good, then I'll just switch.
Let me ask you this. What was the point of all that success as a football player if you're not even going to own two TVs?
That's a good question.
Right.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't have the big, you know, I don't have the 8 monitors in one room.
If you had to rig something up with a regular size screen, what would you do?
Well, if I had to rig something up, I'd probably pull one of the screens out of, I guess, one of my other rooms in the castle, out of the west end or something.
Is it mounted?
Would you have you'd have to take it off a wall.
You know, for a couple $100, you could make a trip to Best Buy or Sears
just get
or
one
something.
That's already on a stand.
And just get it and plug it in and watch the game.
Yeah.
You guys are making me feel like I'm a pauper.
You need a cable splitter?
Well, what game is over the air tonight?
I feel like you're TV judging me. You're TV
TV shaming you, fool. That's what we're doing. TV shaming.
I might have to get.
I got to get my flat screen game together, I guess.
Okay, here, quiz time. And I don't know if it's the right answer. This is, you're going to have to tell us. Of all the people you played football with in Green Bay, all the guys who came and went in your time in Green Bay, which one of them, without a doubt, has 2 TVs to watch both events this evening?
Wow. I'm going to have to say Gilbert.
Okay. You ever been to Gilbert's house?
I think Favre has a bunch of TVs.
Brett probably has a couple. I'll bet Matt Hasselbeck does. He was there when you were there. Come on. Ty Detmer, probably.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, but Gilbert is always, you know, and then Gilbert isn't a big sports junkie, but he's all about movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see him watching, like, Friday the 13th part, chapter 17 with... You know, watching that on the big screen in a small little TV or tube on a smaller screen showing the games up top or something like that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
he was always all about the TV. Like, he was my roommate in training camp, and we'd have to go to Rent-A-Center or whatever the little rental place is, and we'd have to get a big old 60-inch TV or whatever for the
Rent-A-Center
or training camp, and all of a sudden that turned into everybody being in our room watching late night TV and ESPN. I'm like, this is not going to work.
Because those rooms aren't, they're not really big.
No, they're dorm size, right?
Right. 60-inch TV.
Yeah, we're at St. Norbert, so I don't know. St. Norbert was built in 1782 or something like that. Not the most comfy situation.
Right. You probably have radiators that barely work in there. Not that you needed the radiators when you were there, though. That's not a problem. Do we have our special guest who wants in on this conversation? Do I bring him in the regular way, or am I going to the phone for this? Let's go on the phone. Because I can go.
What do you got? What do you got doing?
Okay. Oh.
Hold on a second.
Steven.
Santana, we'd like to
Tana, my man.
Hey.
How are you today?
What's going on?
Listen, the thought of you watching one game on a giant screen and then the other game
right.
on your tiny little phone is an outrage.
Get an iPad.
This is 2018, my man. You don't need a control room like NASA with 50 screens. Three is the number, Tana. Big center screen, wing screens, and when you're watching a movie, you turn off the side screens. That's how everybody lives. Bob is going to build this setup in his new basement. His son-in-law took my cue, right, Bob? Built this setup in his basement.
Yeah. Hey, Santana, let me tell you something, too. The LG makes a TV now. I have one. The wing TVs, you know, you got your master. We'll call it the master, and then we'll call the other two. What's a good word?
Flanker TVs.
Flankers. Okay, your flankers. And the flanker TVs don't have to just be a big, dead screen. There are TVs now that put up portraits, artwork. It looks like there are paintings on the wall. They could be you sacking Brett Favre on one side of the main TV.
With a trident in one hand
while
stepping on his neck. And we'll have that art commissioned for you if you get these three TVs.
You guys are way too engaged with this stuff. You're way too in-depth.
Or you're not engaged enough.
Possibly. I think you need to make this commitment to us, Santana.
I think I may have to now.
Yeah.
That a boy. Now we're talking. Just let it soak in.
I feel like I'm getting kicked out the game.
Well, if you were here, we just call Flanners and send them over there this afternoon, but you're in Houston.
I feel like if I was there,
it'd be like a hostile makeover.
And I say, hey, guys, come over. I got a case of your favorite brew. I'm going to put on some broth. You guys would be like, nah, not on that TV. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Let me put it in one other way that maybe will resonate, and then we'll stop bullying you because we're not about TV shaming.
It's not
here,
bullying,
okay?
It's shaming. We're shaming. This is flat out shaming.
We're not about TV shaming. But here's the thing. Sports are fun. You know this. And people like to watch sports. And sports collide with each other with two things on at the same time. Imagine a barbecue in which you were cooking one kind of meat on the grill, all nice and delicious. And then the other kind of meat you were using an easy bake oven. That's what your phone is to watch another game. You're making now light bulb bratwurst in the easy bake oven going, no, this is fine. I got the chicken on the grill and I've got the bratwurst in my easy bake oven.
It was, yeah. What'd you cook this with? 100-watt light bulb? Why? Is there a problem?
It's good enough.
Yeah. Is there a problem?
Yeah. But just throw some sauce on it. Same thing.
All right. I'll leave it at that.
I understand now. Okay.
All right. Stand down, Steven. We'll get to you shortly. Thank you for your contribution. All right. Let's talk about tonight's game. San Francisco's on a backup quarterback. We win by how many? How many do we win by? It's at home.
No.
This is a game. It's a bounce back game. If we don't win.
Are we sure we're not on a backup quarterback? What's with Rodgers' knee?
We're still hoping that knee holds up and is getting a little bit better. He's got an extra day that he had to rest.
That's right.
But it still seems like he's trying to it's kind of bothering him. He's trying to make it to the bye or to get to the bye week. So, I mean, if Aaron is Aaron and we can get our offense into gear, we should be good tonight.
What do we know about
on a home game?
What do we know about
we win by? Hopefully we can get 10 points. Can we win by 10?
10 points. All right. How about some, I'd like to go on cruise and win, you know, get up 21-0 and just go, all right, let's just get this thing back in the garage and talk about it in 2 weeks.
Well, to get up 21-0, that means we'd actually have to play some defense, and I'm not going to bet on that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, I don't like when you say that, because usually you come to the defense of the defense saying, well, you know, it's not as easy as it looks, fellas, and...
Right. I don't know. We've been stinking it up for a little while, but we're due. We are due.
Let's say we try this. Since Aaron Rodgers does have a bad knee, why don't we try, okay, stick with me here. You ready for this? Running the ball tonight. Why don't we try?
They got behind early last week, so the running game kind of went out the window. So if they get behind tonight, would it just run? It's still you still need a defense to show up.
That would be nice to try to, you know, implement that. Not only that, but just, you know, getting rid of the ball. You know, a lot of 3-step, 5-step.
Okay.
You know, getting rid of the ball, that would really help. You just don't want to be in a game like, you know, last week we threw the ball, even though we were down. You still don't want to be in a game where you're throwing the ball 50, 55 times.
I agree.
With a quarterback that has a sprained ACL.
The Brewers took up so much sports headline space. I don't know how Rodgers' knee is. I don't know how Cobb and Geronimo are, whether they're going to be returning the lineup or not. And I don't know if Mason Crosby got the, I don't know, help he needed.
And in all of there.
To get his toe straightened out.
You had Clinton Dix talking about, I don't know that I'm going to be a Packer next year. You know, this is quite a week, really. But it kind of got overshadowed by all the Brewer news.
Yeah, well, that's definitely putting the cart before the horse a little bit. I saw the Clinton Dix interview, and, I mean, you know what, young man? You don't know if you're going to be a Packer next week. Now, he's contributed.
Ooh.
One of the top players as far as in the secondary in Green Bay. But, you know, this NFL life is a week-to-week life, so you've got to play every week like it's your last. That would be my message to him.
Well, you talked about
if you have the contract you want or not.
You talked about seeing defensive linemen, you know, coming in to be worked out 6 or 8 weeks into the season and saying, what's this guy doing?
And you guys were on your way to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, right. they're looking at
and
people.
And that's a number one defense, mind you.
Yeah. Well, so, maybe that's what helped you be number one, a little motivation.
Nothing like a little motivation.
All right.
You even took Ron Wolf aside at one point and asked him, Ron, what the hell?
Ron, what's going on?
Right.
I know I missed that tackle yesterday. hey, give me a break.
It does make you accountable, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh, all right. So how do you feel about the Monday night game?
No, I feel good about all it. Right. I mean, I think everybody does. They've got an extra day. Like we talked about in the beginning of the interview, for Aaron's knee and everybody else that's a little beat up, and they get to play it at home. And Monday night's a great night. You know, everybody's watching. You know, everybody's tuned in. And, you know, you want to get that bad taste from Detroit out of your mouth. So I'm sure they're chomping at the bit to get out there.
All right.
Well, you know, just if they can, you know, come up with 442 yards and 3 TDs, that should be a win, right? Defense has to show up.
Yeah, it has to. I think 24, 27 points wins the game tonight.
Yeah, and hit a few field goals, too. That wouldn't hurt. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Santana?
All right.
Let's go get us a win.
I've been TV shamed. Let me get to my neighborhood. Can I go to Costco to get this TV? Or
absolutely.
Get them where you get them.
Yes.
Got Best Buy down there, don't you?
All right. There you go. Yeah, whatever. Order them on Amazon. What do I care? Just get them in your house. It's embarrassing.
There, right?
It's embarrassing. Like when people say to me, how's Santana doing on TVs? And I have to say, I'm not good.
Got the one.
He's not good. Big. Yeah, I've got one. Yeah.
I'm crushed. I'm like, hey, fellas, I'm tonight. Hey, it's night, man.
I'm gonna tell people you don't go to Santana's house to watch the game. You go for the food. It's a really good food, but the game is one TV.
Leave early, right?
Right, exactly. All right, we'll talk next week, Santana.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.